offense they have committed,
если совершено какое-то оскорбление,
then they must go back to the person for whom they've offended.
То они должны вернуться к тому, кого они оскорбили.
Or if they've realized they've committed some kind of wrong act,
или поняв, что они сделали что-то неправильное,
then Prabhupada explains that purification comes in the fire of repentance.
Prabhupada говорит, что очищение приходит во мне как
repentance. Repentance means is that one begging for forgiveness. Yes, that's one aspect of repentance.
So
he feels that he realizes he's done wrong. And he prays to the Lord to forgive him for his wrongdoing. And because he's very conscious of the fact that of his wrong, that he engaged in such wrong activity. He'll be very careful never to do such an act again. So when a devotee is feeling that way genuinely and sincerely, then there is purification. And that purification of the heart is rectification for such a wrongdoing. That is required. Otherwise, reaction may be there.
He accepts him as authority, and now he has some troubles in his mind because of this association. And how can he avoid him?
Avoid the troubles?
Yeah.
In his mind?
Defeated him many times by his arguments. But now he's not.
So he should get his doubts cleared up. He should inquire confidentially from somebody who can dispel his doubts. I'm not suggesting necessarily he has to do it here. He should write a letter and try to get he's probably confused. Now he has to get his doubts cleared up. That is the nature of doubt. Doubt has a tendency to put us in suspended animation. Suspended animation. We can't... Suspended means that we can't go forward in our and with any resolute purpose. Until we get our doubts cleared up, it's very hard to be very resolute. And therefore we tend to simply always meditate upon those doubts. That's why Arjuna called doubts demons. And he asked Krishna to slay them. Because he wanted to become resolute. But the demons of doubts were preventing him from doing so. So now that these seeds of doubt have been planted, then you have to get them cleared up. And that is why you're always thinking in this way, in anxiety. If, we should understand that these doubts come because of our own attachment. And therefore they are tricks of Maya. To try to give us some justification for not surrendering to Krishna. We'll always look for such opportunities if we're not careful. If we are not careful. And therefore these doubts will come forward. And if we're not... if we're not careful to dispel these doubts, we will find ourselves tricked. And the result may be that we may decide to do something which we will later regret. That is the nature of doubt. So we must approach those persons to whom we have faith. And because we have faith in them and trust them, we have to openly reveal our doubts with an honest and sincere desire to have them dispelled. The absolute truth dispels all doubts. That is the nature of the truth. It exposes anything which is false.
How can we increase our enthusiasm in serving Krishna, and how can we speak about Krishna? How can we feel Krishna Katha? How can we learn?
How can we learn that?
The art of Krishna Katha.
The art of Krishna Katha. Shushusho Shana Dhanasya Vasudeva Katha Ruchi. Sian Mahat Seva Yavi Praponya Tirta Nishevana. This verse is spoken in the first canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam. That by serving those devotees who are freed from vice, great service is done. And by such service, one develops an attraction for hearing and chanting about Krishna.
Человек развивает привязанность к слушанию и разговорам о Кришне.
We may not have the spontaneous attraction for hearing and chanting.
У нас может не быть спонтанной привязанности к слушанию и беседам о Кришне.
We may find ourselves in forced situations.
Мы можем посчитать себя
We may find ourselves in a situation that which we're feeling forced to speak about Krishna. And we may feel uncomfortable in such a situation. Because there's no spontaneous attraction to speak about him. But the way that we develop an attraction is by voluntarily accepting situations which will force us to speak about Krishna. Therefore, a devotee goes out and preaches. He may be thinking, I have no spontaneous attraction to tell people about Krishna. But here I am standing on the street corner. And here I am holding this book. And here's this person that doesn't know anything about Krishna. What am I doing here? Well, I'm out here because I'm supposed to be out here. Maybe somebody told me to come out here. And maybe I don't really want to be out here. I don't like being out here. I don't like seeing all these people who don't want to hear anything about Krishna. But somehow I'm here. So how do I get out of this Maya? I'm forced to say something about Krishna. Either that or I'll just go back and go to sleep and eat prasadam. Either that or I'll just go back and go to sleep and take prasadam. So here I am. And there's a spirit soul. Better I say something about Krishna. So there's some force. But why are we doing it? Because our spiritual master would like us to do it. And by serving the order of my spiritual master, therefore, I'll someday develop an attraction for telling people about Krishna. I don't have the attraction now. But if I just continue to serve, it will come. Yes.
Kind of people he cannot hear his face. What is the reason?
There is a verse in the Bhagavatam. Nivratitasya upagiyamanad bhavarasavchotram manobiramrat viramrat. It talks about how the topics of the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is conveyed from spiritual master to disciple. Topics are relished by those who are completely free from all affinity to the material world. Such topics are the right medicine for those who are conditioned by material life. Therefore, who will cease from hearing such topics? Cease. Except a butcher or one who is killing his own self. And Prabhupada explains that actually people who are meat eaters, it is very difficult for them to hear. Because of the violence committed, the intelligence is infected by that violence. And it makes it very, very difficult to hear. Also one who is killing his own self. Of course, it also means the one who is committing spiritual suicide. It's just like for those who are impersonalists. It is very difficult for them to hear about Krishna. Because they've been infected by impersonal philosophy. Of course, we know that meat eaters and impersonalists can still hear. By the intense desire of a devotee. Lord Chaitanya was so powerful that he personally converted 60,000 Mayavadi sannyasis at one time. He simply spoke and defeated them completely. And on the spot, they all surrendered to him. So, we know that by the potent preaching of a Vaishnava, even a meat eater and an impersonalist can become a devotee. However, these activities make it difficult to hear. Krishna is attached to the love of his devotees. This is a spiritual attachment. It's not the same as some fruitive result. It's not when Krishna comes to this material world, he's thinking, let me collect some servants for myself. Krishna comes to the material world because he wants to deliver them from their anxieties. So it is not some material attachment. There's material attachment and there's spiritual attachment. One material attachment is the cause of bondage. And spiritual attachment is the cause of liberation. Just like in the Bhagavatam, it is stated by Lord Kapila Dev. Prasangam ajaram pasham atmana kavayo vidu sa eva sarashukrita moksha dvam upavrata. That every learned person knows that attachment for material things is the cause of bondage. For the living entity. But when that same attachment is applied to self-realized devotees, then the gateway to liberation is opened. So this is the difference between material attachment and spiritual attachment. And Krishna's attachment for the living entities has nothing whatsoever to do with this material world. It's the internal energy of the Lord. By which the Lord and His devotees eternally exist.